Welcome to the Highway Church Podcast. We pray that this message inspires you today.
Good Friday 2024, huh? Wow, here we are. Fantastic. Pastor Caleb and I just got back from India, and on Monday we had an amazing time there encouraging the pastors, and I think we did two pastors' conferences. We preached in three different churches, and I tell you, they really appreciate what you guys do. They love Highway Church. They pray for Highway Church. They appreciate so much of our input over decades now. Decades. It's one thing to go on a mission trip, but to put, 20, 30 years into something, there is a residual value, that increases and increases and increases. And some of the guys that I preach for in their churches, and I can't mention their names here because we're online, but, I first met them in 1985 when they were in Bible college. I mean, I know these guys. I've watched them grow up. They're men today with grandchildren. But that's the history. That's the strength built over decades of relationship. And they so appreciate everything you do. So thank you for that on behalf of them. But today I want to talk about the cross. Surprise, Good Friday, we're going to talk about the cross and where Jesus gave his life. Good Friday, we celebrate the fact that his death brought us life. Isn't that cool? His death brought us life, and without his death, we would be eternally separated from God. I just want to say, no small thing. No small thing, folks. John 19, 17 to 18, it says, carrying his own cross, he went out to the place of the skull, which is in Aramaic is called Golgotha. There they crucified him with two others, one on each side and Jesus in the middle. And as I was reading that passage of scripture, I was amused in verse 16 where it says, so the soldiers took charge of Jesus. And I'm thinking, in no way at any point were the soldiers ever in charge of Jesus. He was there at his own free will. He chose to be there. He wasn't led there against his will. He chose to be there. And his own free will. And there are things that, I sacrifice that I just have to. I have to sacrifice them. And there are things that I choose to sacrifice of my own free will. And that carries great power. The first one, you're powerless. You've got no choice. But when you choose to sacrifice of your own free will, there's great power in that. There's great power in that. And sacrifice is not a bad thing when you have the right value attached to it. Listen to me. Sacrifice is not a bad thing when you have the right value attached to it. So with a focus upon the right value, we look at the cross today and it becomes my friend. The cross becomes my friend. The cross is not something that I fear, but it's something that I'm willing to embrace, knowing the value that is on the other side. The value that's on the other side. So let's look at why I need the cross in my life today. Number one, I need the cross for sacrifice. For sacrifice. Luke 9:23. Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves, take up their cross daily and follow me. That was Jesus. That was his statement. And he makes it a very clear distinction here if you want to be my disciple. And we know in that day there were many different types of disciples. I mean, John the Baptist had disciples. We know that the rabbis had disciples that followed them. But Jesus is saying that if you choose of your own free will to be my disciple, then you have to follow me. and this is what I require. You've got to understand the distinction. See, we don't join Jesus. We follow Jesus. Amen? We don't join an organization or a denomination or whatever. We follow Jesus. We've got to make that distinction. Many different brands of religion today. Denominations. But, you know, Jesus is still asking the same question. Whoever wants to be my disciple. That's the distinction. My disciple. Disciple is not just a believer, but a follower. Jesus uses the example of a shepherd and his flock in John 10:27. He says, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. Pretty simple, isn't it? Pretty simple. We know that the cross was a place of sacrifice. And the battle comes in all of us between flesh and spirit. Romans 7:21, Paul says, so I find this law at work. Although I want to do good, evil is right there with me. Who's experienced that? It's the nature of our flesh. It's the battle that rages between flesh and spirit. It's a battle that rages between, you know, being his disciple. In following him or following my own desires. That's the challenge. So to win that battle, we need to choose good over evil. And of course, if I choose the good, I have to not just ignore the evil, I have to reject the evil. I've got to crucify that thing. I've got to sacrifice that thing upon my cross. Be done with it. Don't just ignore it. Still have it lingering around there. No, get rid of that thing. Put it to death, spiritually speaking. If I choose the spirit, then I must nail my flesh to the cross, spiritually thinking, speaking. What are you prepared to sacrifice upon your cross? To follow Jesus? It's a good question. Could it be an offense that's happened that you need to sacrifice today? We've all been offended by something, someone, somewhere, how, whatever. We've all had the sleepless nights in the courtroom of my mind, being judge and jury. Winning every case, but feeling no better. Feeling no better. Can it be unforgiveness today? That we need to sacrifice upon our cross. See, that unforgiveness is such a evil thing because they say unforgiveness is a prison that has the lock on the inside. That you're the only one that can open the door and set yourself free. And we choose to live in that prison of unforgiveness because of what they did or what happened to me or that wasn't fair and that all may be true. But can I tell you, the person that offended you probably doesn't even give it another thought. And yet you've been in prison for 20 years. That person who offended you may not even be alive today. And yet you're still in prison. We need to nail that thing. We need to put that to the cross today. To sacrifice that to the cross today. To walk away free on the other side. Sometimes it could be hidden sin in our life. Am I getting too deep? I'm just being real. You know, there's hidden sins in our life and we don't like to do it, but we're kind of like it's a weak area. You know, and we sort of fall at that moment into that weakness. We feel guilty afterwards because we know it's not right. We shouldn't be doing that. Amen? Who knows what I'm talking about? Absolutely. We need to walk free today. This is the value of the cross. That we can walk free. Can I give you some counseling? Who knows? I'm probably the worst counselor on the planet. People come to me once. So I'll never make a living out of counseling because for me, if there's something continually happening in your life, I have this two-word consultation. It's simply this: stop it. And say, I can't, it's a weakness. No, stop it. You're not a robot. You have a will. You're in control. No one's controlling you. Stop it. Amen? Now, either they don't come back because they're free, which is what I tell myself, or they don't understand the value of the cross. The value of the cross. The value in sacrificing these things is in the freedom that they bring. It's a deception to think I carry that around and I'm free. No, you're not. You're bound. You're carrying a burden. The second reason for the cross in my life is for connection. The cross was a connection between heaven and earth. The Son of God hung suspended in between heaven and earth, nailed to that cross. The cross was the conduit that connected heaven to earth. You have a look at any crucifixion story, anything in your mind, a painting on the canvas of your mind. If you close your eyes now, you go straight to it. You'll have a bright heaven and you'll have a silhouette of the cross and Jesus hanging, and then you'll have the earth all dark. Amen? That's like a picture that everybody has, right? Jesus hung between heaven and earth. It's a static symbol that's imprinted in our minds. But in John 19:34, it says, instead, one of the soldiers pierced Jesus' side with a spear, bringing a sudden flow of blood and water. I want you to close your eyes just for a moment, just to picture that scene in your mind where Jesus' side is pierced by the spear of a soldier, and the flow of blood and water begin to trickle out that wound and then down his body and down his legs, and then it started to go down the cross. And I have this vivid picture in my mind that at the moment that blood touched the earth, life came into death. The moment his blood, that flow, that connection came down from the body, the broken heart of Jesus, down the cross, it flowed down, it touched the earth. At that moment, we have life. And life to the full. It's powerful. The connection was made. We know the life's in the blood. The life is in the blood. And we know that his life is a connection through us by the Holy Spirit. Think of a power pole outside your house. I don't have too many nowadays, but the power pole outside your house, there used to be a cable that ran to your house, right? And at some point, someone somewhere flicked a switch and all of a sudden you had electricity in your home. The light came on. And the light came on and it dispelled the darkness. Amen? It's that power, that cable, that was the connection between the power pole and your house. Jesus upon that cross was the connection, the conduit that brought heaven's life down through to connect to your life through his blood, through his sacrifice. That was the connection. If you look at Hebrews chapter 10, Verse 19 says, "Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a brand new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is his body. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with sincere heart and with a full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from the guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful." See, it's no longer a static symbol. It's no longer a static symbol, but the connection of the flow of life that's come into the world. See, without the cross, there's no connection. Without the cross, the connection is broken. Without the sacrifice, there's no flow of life. Without the sacrifice, there's no freedom. Do you see that today, that the cross is your friend? The cross is your friend. We fear that sacrifice is a loss. But not if we understand that when we embrace the cross, we embrace it because there's greater value on the other side. Greater value on the other side of that. I need the cross for my future. Number three. For my future. Galatians 6:14 says, "May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world." Oh, this is getting real. This is getting real. "To which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world." It's a brand new day. When you make that decision, it's a brand new day. I embrace the cross. And I am embracing the freedom that that connection brings through Christ. When we embrace the cross, it's like we're coming home again. We embrace the cross, it's like welcome home. Back to the original plan that God had for you. Back to the original plan and purpose that you were created for. We know in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." That's his plan. But if we don't embrace the connection through the cross, we never know what that plan is. We've all heard of the Via Dolorosa. How many have heard of that? The Via Dolorosa, the way of the cross. The way of the cross, that was, you know, the stations where Jesus went to Golgotha, went to be crucified. But I want to tell you today that there's a pathway that led away from the cross, and it resulted in resurrection life. There was a pathway that Jesus took to the cross, which opened up a pathway from the cross for you and I, and the stone is rolled away. There's resurrection life this side of the cross. See, no one said that the Christian life was easy. I mean, Jesus was a perfect example of that, amen? The Christian life is not easy, but the Christian life is a victorious life. You won't be trouble-free, but you'll live in victory. I know which I'd choose. And it's a daily challenge to embrace the cross. Embrace the sacrifice. Surrender whatever is required. And then walk away. Walk away in strength and the joy of a victorious life. The freedom of that. The burden lifted. That situation, that circumstance that kept me small, that held me back. Now I embrace the cross. I sacrifice that and I walk free. I walk free. That thing doesn't dog me anymore. That's living. It's Crucify the things that keep you small, that hold you back, that rob you of your best life. And isn't that the quest for all of us? You know, we're all trying to find our best life. We're all trying to work towards or build towards or move towards our best life, aren't we? It's a human nature. It's a part of us. I've watched people for years go round the mountain and round the mountain again and again. It's really sad because they're good people, really. They're good people. They just come up to a point where they have to embrace the cross. They've got to let that go. They've got to sacrifice that thing, get rid of that thing. Sometimes it's too hard. Sometimes it's like, no, I can't do it, I can't do it. Round they go again. Round they go again. Jesus brings them back to the cross. They have an opportunity to embrace the cross, get rid of that thing, shake off those chains, get rid of that brokenness, that unforgiveness, that offense, that disappointment, that rage. Just get rid of that. We don't need that in our life. And then walk on the other side of the cross free. Free. That's good news for someone here today. That's good news if you'll embrace the cross, the freedom that that brings. When they refuse to embrace the cross in an area, it's just entrapment. It's entrapment. It's called Good Friday for a reason. Amen? And not because a man was brutally murdered. That's not the good part. The good part is the value on the other side of the cross for you and I. That's why it's Good Friday. The value that sacrifice brings. A life of freedom, regardless of what life throws at you. Man, not many people get that opportunity. Not many people get that opportunity. A victorious life. And to know him is to know life to the full. Life to the full. Because you're not here by chance. You have a purpose. You were designed for a reason. Intelligent design. You were created for a purpose, for a reason. And you need to embrace that. You need to take hold of that. And live a victorious life. And live life to the full. Amen? That's the value on the other side of the cross. So can I encourage you today, the cross is your friend. It's not your enemy, it's your friend. It's going to enable you to sacrifice those things you don't need. To walk in the freedom and the life that God has planned for you. See, there's a lot of people in this world and they're breathing, but they're not living. And you can't live until you know life. Oh, you've seen religion. You've seen, you know, the good and the bad, the ugly of all of that, institutions and all those sorts of things. Jesus said, follow me. Follow me. I'm going to encourage you to do that today. Not join a church, not join a denomination, nothing. But say yes to follow Jesus. To say yes to know him. Because if you don't know, you don't know. But when you do know, your life has totally changed. You totally have an opportunity to walk free and victorious in this life. Where life is really exciting. Where it's a good thing waking up in the morning. Amen? If you've ever lived the other side of that where it's a bad thing, I've done that. But when you know him, he will show you a pathway from the cross that will lead to life, resurrected life, an amazing life. And I want that for you. I want that for you. I get a bit angry, you know. Have you got a bit of an injustice streak in you? You know, I do. When I see something that's injustice, I get a bit ticked. And when I see people that are being ripped off, being cheated for one reason, they don't know there's a better way. And if they knew there was a better way, they would take it. And I'm here to tell you today, there's a better way. Will you take it? Will you take it? Will you take this opportunity? I just want you to say yes. I'm going to pray for you today. I'm going to pray for you today. If that's you, I don't know. There's a lot of visitors today, obviously, Good Friday. People come as families. But I need to encourage you, give you this opportunity right now. I want to pray for you to begin the value, begin living real life. A life to the full that Jesus promised us. You ready? Is that you? Make the decision now. If that's you, say, yeah, that's me, that's me. I agree with that. I want that. If you're saying that in your mind right now, can you put up your hand and tell me, that's me. And I'll pray for you. Where are you? Come on, you've already made the decision. Straight up. Just straight up, straight down. Thank you, doll, over there. Somebody else. Come on, there will be, thank you, man. Somebody else, quickly. Up the back, two up there. Come on, there's a dozen here today at least, I know. Come on, don't be shy. I'm going to pray for you. Up the back there, thank you. Come on, where are you? You make that decision. Sick and tired of being sick and tired. Thank you, sir. Sick and tired of being sick and tired. You won't get another opportunity like this. It's going to cost you nothing and you're going to gain everything. Might lose a little bit of pride in putting my hand up. Big deal. Let's get real. Let's get real. Where are you? Come on. Straight up, straight down. Others here. Others. Thank you. Two here. Come on. Is there more? Oh, please. There's a lot more. I know when God speaks, but there's a lot more. Where are you? Quickly. Let me pray for you. Take this opportunity. You want me to beg you? I'll beg you. I got no pride. Look at the way I dress. Come on, come on, where are you? Don't hold back. You're going to lose nothing. And gain life. Come on, there's more. Quickly, quickly. You're a toughie, but I'll get you. Come on. Freedom, we're talking about freedom. We're talking about freedom. It's probably a foreign word to many. Thank you, thank you. Come on, there's others. Quickly. Thank you, man. Thank you. Come on, yeah, give him a round of applause. Is there any more? Okay, this is what I want to do. Why don't we all stand? And I don't know, there's what, a dozen? I'm sure there's about that many. This is what I want to do to pray for you. I want you to leave your seat and come down and stand with me here and I'll pray for you, okay? Now, the reason I do that is a reason, right? It's because when you make a decision like this, there's an action attached to it. If you're fair dinkum, there's an action that I step out of my past and I'm stepping into a new future. It's an action. It's a physical decision. Not only a mental decision, but a physical decision that I am prepared to stand out. Jesus said, if you will stand before men, I will stand before the Father in heaven and pray for you. So can I ask everyone who put up their hand, if there's somebody with you, bring them as well. You know, if you don't worry about your seat, no one's going to take your seat, nothing like that. But if you'd come down, if you'd leave your seat, come down. Come on, I want you to pray with me. Come on. Up the back, over here. Come on, sir, ma'am. Come on, let's do that. Come on, over here. We're up there. Come on, over the back there, quickly. Come on. Don't, Come on, let's go. Good Friday 2024. Your life's about to change. For the better, for the better, for the better. Not only your life, but your marriage, your relationships, your career. Everything is up from here. Because you'll be a different person. You'll be living in victory. You'll be living in victory. Come on, is there other, where, anyone else had their hand up there? Up the back? Just wait one minute for you, quickly. Amen. Hi, guys. Listen, this is what I want to do. Great decision, great decision, great decision. Thank you for doing this. Honestly, you'll be thanking me in years to come. You'll look back and go, wow, best call I ever made, ever. With this whole family. Amen. It's a brand new day. It's a brand new day. Free. Freedom. Freedom. Can you repeat this prayer after me? And we'll all pray together, so, you know, it's a family thing together. And Heavenly Father, I come before you now. I surrender my heart. Touch my life. Set me free. Put me on that pathway that leads to life to the full. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, put your hands together. Amen. Well done. Well done. Well done. Well done. I mean it. Listen, what we want to do now, have we got Mel there? If you just give us 5 minutes, we'll get you a Bible if you need one. We'll get you some literature. We'll get you started, right? We don't want to just cut you loose and what do I do? It's like, no. We want to take you on a journey now that you can go from strength to strength to strength. If you're like me, I went to a church at 25 years of age. I'd never been in my life. The whole thing was what are these people? I don't get this, right? And they put me in a new Christian's class or something straight away, and I thought, oh, and I started to learn. Now, we have those things, but just 5 minutes this morning, and then you'll be back in the service, and is that good? We do that for me, just 5 minutes with, just follow Mel. If you'd walk out this way, just go this way with Mel. 5 minutes and you'll be back. 5 minutes. Come on, put your hands together. Amen. Come on.
We hoped you loved that message. If you want any more information about us, head to highway.com.au.